Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, July the 10th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for coming in, tuned in from wherever you are all around the globe. Thank you, satellite team, for getting this call out all over the world. So before we get started, we always pray the call in. So let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be another stimulating teaching that will edify us, strengthen us, build us up in the faith. So let's do that now. Lord God, we just thank you so much for keeping us apprised of what's going on, of what you're doing for us behind the scenes, and what's happening in our lives, preparing us for this incredible blessing. Thank you for thank you for everything that's good and perfect, that's a gift that comes down from above. And we pray especially for those in Texas and other parts of the country that are finding flooding and heavy rains and everything else that's going on. Thank you for the rescue workers that are working to find the people, the children that are still missing. And thank you for all that you're doing in our lives to prepare us for this blessing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, we've got 120 confirmed dead with about 170 still missing in Texas. So
wow.
We need to keep those guys in our prayers and keep the first responders and rescue workers and all of that in our prayers. So, what would you have us tonight listen to, Sue, as far as a teaching goes?
Well, we have a beautiful teaching for tonight, and I hope everyone enjoys this. And I'm going to dedicate this to someone that has deserved recognition for all he's done for the pod, and I'm dedicating this to Doug. So, Doug, stay tuned to the intel from Bruce to get your answer. How do you like that?
No, I like that setup.
I know. And this is called The Armor of God That God Provided for You.
Mm-hmm.
Be strong in the Lord. Draw your strength from Him and be empowered through your union with Him and in the power of His boundless might. Ephesians 6:10. The Apostle Paul teaches in the book of Ephesians that you are equipped with the armor of God so that you can draw your strength from Him. He goes on to say that this armor of God will allow you to stand your ground. See Ephesians 6:10, 13. In Christ, you are a warrior with access to all the armor you need to defeat the enemy in every area of your life. You've been given the belt of truth, living in the truth of Scripture, the breastplate of righteousness, knowing you have right standing with God because of Jesus, the shoes of peace, walking in the peace of God, the shield of faith, believing God's promises, the helmet of salvation, hope that accompanies your salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, speaking the word of God. Now put on the full armor of God, and stand strong. You are strong.
Sue, I've got a call to come in. I'll take it real quick, and I'll be right back, okay?
I'll keep reading. I'm going to keep reading. You can do whatever you need to do with God's help.
Okay.
How to put on the armor of God. Therefore, put on the complete armor of God so that you'll be able to successfully resist and stand your ground in the evil day, parentheses, of danger, and having done everything that the crisis demands, to stand firm in your place, fully prepared, immovable, and victorious. Ephesians 6:13. The Bible says that you must put on the armor of God that has been given to you. This is a conscious decision on your part. The daily decisions you make and the words you say are how you actively dress yourself in God's armor. Take a few minutes in prayer every morning and say, Lord, today I put on the armor you've provided me through Christ. I thank you that I'm righteous today in Christ. I choose to wear the breastplate of righteousness, and I thank you that I have the shield of faith. Today, I will choose to live by faith and not by sight, trusting the promises in your word. Also, I thank you that you've armed me with the sword of spirit. Then go through the list of armor found in Ephesians 6:13-17, piece by piece. Confessing these promises out loud helps renew your mind and release the blessings of God that are yours. And it reminds evil that you know your rights as a child of God. Confessing God's word is one of the ways you release your faith to work on your behalf. So we just covered for you, Bruce, that's coming back, how to put on the armor of God, and then the armor of God that God provided for you.
That's
right. And that, for our victorious community,
Yes. Thank you, Sue. I like that. That's a very important teaching that all believers should know from Ephesians chapter 6, 13 through 17, putting on the full armor of God. And it's just really good that each one of those armor pieces, refer to something that God's given us, like the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, breastplate of righteousness, shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I mean, all of those things, we can kind of picture those, as we get dressed in the morning. Of course, it's symbolic, but it really teaches us, this is so that we can quench the fiery darts of the evil one, referring to Satan himself. And that's why we need to be armed and dangerous, right? And that's kind of what we are. If we're walking in faith and if we have those, have the full armor of God. So we're to put that full armor of God on every day so we're prepared, so we're ready to go. And it's a good teaching, and it really is kind of cool because we can picture that with a Roman soldier, wearing the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness and the sword of faith. I mean, sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith and the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. It's like you can see this guy fully dressed as a warrior. And even though, we're not making war with each other, but we're making war against Satan and his minions. And, there's plenty of evidence for that out there. We don't need to try to look for it because it's always trying to attack us. If we're trying to walk uprightly and we're trying to act as if we're the righteousness of God in Christ, which we are, but it's imputed to us as righteousness, not something that we are in and of ourselves, but it's imputed to us. It's credited to us. And thank God that we have that through Jesus Christ. He became everything he became on the cross so that we could be the righteousness of God in Christ. And that's really an important part of this. And Sue, I like that teaching. I'm sorry I had to step away for a minute. I was getting a last-minute piece of intel that came in. And so I'll mention that when we get to the intel segment. But I like this teaching a lot. I think it's important for us to recognize who we are in Christ and why we need to arm ourselves, you know, spiritually, why we need to put on the full armor of God symbolically. And we do it with a preparation. You know, we do it by preparing for various things. We do it by praying, by our prayer with God. We do it by reading His Word. We do it by worshiping God and listening to the music and all of that. All those things edify us and strengthen us. And that's really what it's all about. So that's what I got out of the teaching so far from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13 to 17. What did you think of the teaching, Sue, and what does it speak to you?
Well, I love what you said, Bruce, because I don't know if a lot of people know this, but this is going to be the really exciting part, the Christ part of what we're walking through. There's a new field called neurotheology. And what this teaching is pointing out, and you said it really well, is putting on the armor of God is actually a spiritual practice that encodes Christ's ability to make all things new, which is really what we're fighting against. We're not really fighting, we're displacing. I think that needs to go away a little bit. We're displacing survival. In other words, we have been on a planet that has been about temptation, being pulled by lower desires, greed, lust, avarice. You know, we all know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And think about what Christ did when he said to the Pharisees, you know, calling them, you know, basically double-minded, and they didn't know what they were talking about, because he had such close access to the new and the holy, without rules, without laws, directly. The Father and I are one. And listen to my teaching tonight, because what's going to happen is anytime, even in your own body, I mean, I was watching this in myself this week, trying something new. It's called the upper limits problem. A guy by the name of Gail Hendricks talked about this in The Big Leap.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we leave something that's been conditioned in our body, it literally could be, you know, you're trying to give up sugar, you're trying to give up alcohol, you're trying to give up gossip, whatever it is, you're trying to create more space for peace. Your brain, your nervous system, that's been conditioned and watched all the people around you acting a certain way, is going to attack you and say, no, 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 you can't do this. This is the way I've known it. That's Christ going up to the Philistines. And all of a sudden, I'm going to be talking about this in my teaching tonight, we've got to be innovators. Innovators, it's not just righteousness against Satan and the devil. We have to be the wise innovators like Christ and do the things, just like he said, just like I'm always going to say, these things in greater room. You're going to have to know when it's time to create more peace in your life, more freedom in the lives of the people around you. What does that look like when you're trying to create a healthy work-life balance in your projects? What is it going to look like when you're going to have to put on the armor of God to take a stand for a new healthy way of living instead of survival, instead of rushing, instead of linear thinking. That is going to be the new innovative, listen to my teaching again, innovative, going up a notch in what Christ could imagine for us beyond maybe anything that's been on this planet. Maybe the way glory could be revealed by the people that are on this call because they're choosing peace.
Can you hear me clearly? Okay, I don't know what's going on with Sue's signal, but it's breaking up, and I hope mine is not breaking up. I hope it's clear.
And now, how do I sound now?
Well, now you sound like a normal person.
Was it really
very
breaking
good
up? That's too bad.
Oh, okay, it's horrible. Good. It was so intermittent. No, nothing was intelligible.
Well, that's too bad. That's too bad. I'll just round it up and say,
okay,
this teaching is about laying the foundation for a new version, a new you, literally lit up from the inside with the armor of God, so you can create the new standards of what this world will be living by. And that's why I selected this teaching.
Well, that was a good teaching. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate what you said about it. And the full armor of God is designed to quench the fiery darts of the evil one. That's what it says right there, right after that segment. So it's really important that we go prepared, that we go out fully armed, I guess you could say. And that's what we're doing. And that's a good point that you made about going forward from this point on. That's good, Sue. I miss Bob. And Bob's not here tonight because he is in Alaska for another 5 days. I did talk to him today. He called me and we spoke and he's having a great time, but he wasn't going to be able to make it to the call tonight. So we're letting him do that. I'll cover his segment tonight in a small way. And, Sue, I want to appreciate that teaching, and I want to say it's time that we took a look to see what we have in the way of prayer requests and praise reports. Do we have anything like that tonight?
Yes, we do. I sent myself something here. That's interesting. I am going to start with Pastor Scott.
Okay.
Big Hong Universe, please keep praying for me. I'm still in the hospital from a serious stroke yesterday. Oh, my
God.
I know. It was very different this time. It's all cognitive issue. Not physical like before. I have no recollection of yesterday. Very strange. I gave all glory and praise once again. God's not through with me yet. My family is freaked out, but God is good all the time. Big Hall Universe, you prayed for me, and I'm eternally grateful. I'm waiting for the MedBed experience soon. Time to redeem. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. So I'm going to go hard on this one, Bruce. Here we go.
You go or hand it over to me, either one. It's good.
I'm going to go hard on this.
Okay.
What we're going to do is we're going to have everybody put their hand on their heart and see if you can utilize this in your own life. When you go through like repeated trauma like this, or you're surrounded by people, how many people have ever been sick and then you tell the people in your family and all you're getting is the bombardment of their worry, their concern, how they've stored it in their memory. So what we're going to do, Pastor Scott, is we're going to imagine that Christ is standing with you, around you, 24/7. Pure, perfect healing. And we're going to cleanse you of all this experience, all this trauma, all this interruption, all this expectation that your nervous system and your body is not stable. We're going to imagine that being flooded with the most powerful healing Christ light, and all of us praying for you. Then we're going to see your whole family cleansed and imagine them being filled so that the only thing that's in their mind, the only thing that you as a body are holding on to is the power of your consciousness, your awareness, and your ability to flow back and forth to each other, stability, strength, and light of Christ. And we're going to ask you to call back all your energy, and release everything that has been traumatic so that the only thing you're identifying with is that your entire nervous system, your entire bioenergetic system, yes, we're pulling in some different science here, is filled and stabilizing. Like you can see a grid of light running through your nervous system from above your head all the way down to 2 feet below your feet. You're stabilized. You're like a pillar of information that has been corrected in Christ. And we're going to see you practicing and practicing your mind, your brain, your organs, all of that electrical information being stabilized, you not pushing it, not just running it. So let's call now.
There, that's
now
better. That cleared it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see how this goes. Thank you. Okay. Thank you for those prayers. So we just seal it, and then Judy's telling us. So we're sealing this prayer in perfect stability. Even though, see the temporary thing we went through? We knew it was stabilized, and we created it. You see, you healed, Scott, bringing your power into yourself, not to anything outside of yourself, not even the med beds. Yes, the med beds are an addition, but whenever you give power to something outside of yourself, you're losing your power. Call it back and be the power, be the stability, be the practice that you just received. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Anything else? Jeannie.
Yeah. Hold on. We have another prayer.
Okay.
Okay, good. Hopefully this is, this is for Eileen and her son. Her older son, Greg, related to her that results came back that he has a bone spur in his right lung. He's very concerned. Please pray for him. So what we're going to do is we're going to clear and put our hands on our hearts again. And this is for Eileen and her son, Greg. And she's relating that her father, her husband had issues, and this is running in the family. Right now, with the power of our prayer, we can release the stored belief with the power of the Holy Spirit and Christ that anything from the past needs to come forward. It's because it's literally living in our subconscious and our memory. And with this prayer, we pray for Greg, and we realize that Eileen and Greg, as well as everybody on this call, have the power to unify in Christ. So I want you to imagine that the strongest, most powerful overlighting of Christ is overlighting you, literally
You're borrowing his strength and light over you, Eileen, and over Greg. And the bone spur is being pushed out. See it being pushed out. See it being surrounded with the light of perfect healing and stability. See that your mind and your light in Christ is so powerful that it can move things. It can create things from just your pure awareness of it. And I mean, if you'll pray like that, and if you'll say with fervor to your son that Christ and you and he are holding on to the power of your awareness in Christ, miracles happen. This prayer will yield great fruit, and we see you both healed, both secure, both feeling peaceful in Jesus' name, and we say amen.
Amen.
And say very beautiful from Pastor Scott. We're so happy for you. Thank you, Pastor Scott. And now we're going to go to Jeannie, if I can just find that one. Where are you, Ms. Jeannie? Prayers, I think. Yes. Isaiah 40:31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. Mm-hmm. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and not faint. This verse offers a powerful promise of renewed strength and endurance for those who trust in God. Today we continue to pray for all the flood victims in Texas and their families, first responders and volunteers, and anyone else conducting the rescue missions to find all those still missing, over 100 plus. We're all sad and heartbroken with a huge loss of lives. We pray for all the leaders and listeners, Pastor Scott's complete healing, RV blessing, MedBeds, and world peace. We continue to pray for everyone's health, finances, well-being, and safe summer travels. We pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed and safe weekend. Hope and pray we get the 800 numbers very soon and an opportunity to get an appointment for the MedBeds quickly. Will it still be 10 to 14 days for exchanges in case someone is away helping a family member? Jeannie.
Let me pause. Let me just say right now, thank you, Sue, for that prayer. Yep. Jeannie, I was just thinking I'd comment on that now while I'm thinking about it, Sue. Jeannie's like, what, how long do we have to change? All right, you'll have, once we get the numbers, once the number comes out, you have 7 days to make your appointment. 7 days to make your appointment at the Redemption Center through the call centers with the 800 number. Then you have a total of 1 month to do your exchange. Now, some Redemption Centers probably won't be open that long. Some with low demographics, not that many currency holders in the area, in the boonies or wherever, are going to be less than that. But overall, we'll have a month to exchange. 1 week to set appointments and a month to exchange. There's your answer, Jeannie. Thank you for that question. Sue, that was fantastic. Thank you for the prayer and all that strong prayer for those requests. And Pastor Scott, just continue to put the full armor of God on and be prepared. Sue, that's it for our teaching and our praise and prayer. Let's talk about what is going on that you wanted to bring to us tonight.
Well, I'm excited about this because I have a testimonial to read. And I have, get your pens out, everybody, because this is gonna leverage off the teaching tonight. And it's based on this from Revelation 21:5. Behold,
I make all things new.
Mm-hmm.
And I spend time in meditation every day and have for 40 years. And I know I don't sound old enough. It's like, how could...
How is that possible, Sue? Did you start meditating at the age of three?
Yeah.
At the age of three, Sue began meditating before she could speak.
Yeah, exactly. So, and when I come out of my meditation, I always am gifted with some insight or a foresight, something that I really value about the experience. And I'm going to introduce you to some things that you might consider in the next few days, contemplating, because I think it's going to shed light on a new dimension of experience. And that dimension is, how are you going to give freedom, a new aspect of freedom, to yourself, to your family, to your project, and to the people in your project? I'm going to read you. Just like what Christ said, there was a man by the name of John Seely Brown, and he was famous kind of in the thought leader space around innovation. And he said, innovation is about creating new value, new ways of experiencing the world, and new dimensions of performance. So innovation isn't just about technology. It's about new qualities of experience. So if you're out there and you're in the world, you're in business, you're in your family, you're at church, whatever, here's the question I want you to play with the next day. Start with yourself. Start with self. What new dimension of experience? That's literally innovation. This was very innovative. What new dimension of experience would I like to have for myself? Do them up one day and see what comes up. The next one, how am I sounding, viewers? Clear?
Breaking up, Sue, breaking up.
Oh, yeah, I was getting a signal from TV. Oh, so sad.
Breaking up again. I don't know what it is unless
okay.
It's just a problem.
Hold that thought. What I'm going to do is I'm going to use a different...
Oh, now you're okay. Now you're fine.
Okay.
It's just weird.
And then she was saying that you were breaking up too, so something about our line. So here's what I want you to do. Thank you, Judy. Just ask yourself what new dimension of experience you'd like to have. Is it more freedom? Is it more peace? Is it more play? Is it more joy? One day for yourself. And then on the second day, you're going to be building your projects. And this is what I do for a living, and I've worked with everybody for 10 years on the call. People are focusing on their projects, how they're going to do it, what they're going to do. But you've got to think it's the who, the people in your project that really matter. But here's what I want you to just play with this. What do you think the people working for you are going to want to experience when they have all the money in the world? Yes, they have to work. But what new experience would you like to make sure they have? Remember that woman that was writing in about her husband, who she just wanted to be, he wanted to be in a place where he could express himself and be creative and all that. Think about what kind of an environment you want to create. You want to be a stand for in your project. And the reason why this is so important is it's going to be, we're going to move from things to experiences. We've already made, a lot of people have made that shift, but the whole value of our world is going to be based on the quality of your experience. So if you do that, you're going to be moving people to a new freedom to create, a new freedom to experience life in new ways, and a freedom to build something that has never been here before. It's about a new dimension of life. It's really moving into your Christ admission. The reason this money is being released is not for us to be moving things and people as objects. It's about moving people into new experiences and quality of life. That means all of life. What is your grass experiencing? What are the animals experiencing? What are your buildings doing for, you know, the community? And how are they adding value? That's innovation. And if you can just take this and close with this, the future is going to belong to those who dare to create a new experience of life like Christ. And you can say to yourself, what is your freedom to? Not just freedom from, but what is your freedom to? Freedom to create, freedom to help people thrive. You're going to have the freedom to collaborate, to think beyond. But first, it has to start with yourself. You can't do these things if you're stuck in survival. You can't possibly do them. So your first freedom is for tomorrow. If I could be free to just notice what needed to be freed, what would it be? What would I want? I'd want people to be awake. I'd want people to be free. I'd want to design. So I'd listen to them. So people felt not neglected, but cared for. And in that, you will be creating not only your best future, but you'll be creating the freedom to bring the Christ light into every dimension. And that's the ultimate innovation, don't you think? The freedom to innovate and step into a new experience of life. And speaking of innovation, Bruce, I am going to introduce the MedBets because I have to read a testimonial.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So I got a testimonial from a woman that somehow missed where her classes were and then wrote back, and she was all excited. And this is what I asked her. I said, tell me what your experience was with the class. And she said, it was great. I said, on a 0 to 10. She said, it was great, a 10. I'm not finished, but it really opened up for me. Your presentation made me feel more confident. I'm now more focused on goals we want to achieve toward our humanitarian efforts, which are related to health and wellness. Thank you so much. Sincerely, Ms. J. I won't use your name, Ms. J.
Ms. J.
All of this, remember, we were being innovative to take all this information we were exposed to, right, Bruce, and put it together
That's
in a package that could educate you,
liberate you, give you the clarity to be thinking. My favorite things, you want to hear my favorite things? Wonder, creativity, insight, and foresight, and curiosity. Five things.
Okay.
Those are like my five hallmarks. Yeah, curiosity. Right, Terry?
Yeah.
And we took all of that and we put it in a package so you could understand the entire MedBed experience. You could get clear on what you have to write down, how to make your decisions, what other people are thinking about and understanding, and kind of the whole social context of it. And that's freedom to choose your experience. That's why we create this stuff. We're not creating it to tell you what to do. Oh, no, not over here. We're creating it so we lay it out on the table. It's a buffet. It's very digestible. It's highly nutritious. And you come to the table and you go, oh, wow, I've never heard about med beds. Wow, I can think about this. Oh, I'm going to have a little bit of that. I'm going to have a little bit of this. My God, I can make a plate that's a work of art. That's my body. That's what the MedBed 100 is. It's you actually getting for the first time in your life to ask yourself, by being here at this time with everything toxic kind of projected onto me, what did my beautiful physical garment take on, either through my ignorance, and I'm going to use that word, ignorance is just not looking stuff up. Ignorance is not looking things up, not being conscious, abandoning yourself, not learning about your body, not learning about lifestyle science. That's ignorance. Forgiving yourself and saying, now, with the MedBed 100, I get to say, my eyesight's gone. My this is messed up. I've had stroke after stroke after stroke. Those are my dire needs. Now, after that, what do I want so that I can serve for the next 100 years or more in a body that I, exactly, way more, in a body that I would be my dream experience for service? Mm-hmm. Do I want to play tennis? Do I want to be a golfer? Do I want to have longer hair? Do I want my hair back? Do I want to age regress? All of that in 7 different categories. It really gets you to focus on the reality of what this technology is, and a society that's going to have humanitarians like us walking around as the harbingers of a healthy world, of a healthy world. So if you're interested in the MedBed 100, we've got some touching up to do. I want to be honest about that. Send us an email. It's a very popular program. Send us an email at Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED, Minds at Hushmail.com. I'm going to make another really bold statement, too. Integrated Minds at Hushmail. Right, exactly. Uh-oh is right. MedBed 100. You know where I'm going to go.
Yeah.
And then you're going to put your name, your telephone number, and if you have PayPal or not. And I'm going to make an announcement. We are humanitarians. We do it like a small, we are, the way we get our program.
Boutique office.
Is we protect your privacy. And if you send us an email that has any form of, I'm going to give you a tone of one, where's my invoice? If we do that, you will be ignored because we
You'll be at the back of the line. You'll be at the back of the line if you say that. That's whining. That'd be whining. And I don't mean BB and CC whiners either.
Wait a minute, please. Bruce, don't embellish. You won't be served, because that doesn't exist in the new world. You must be respectful, as we will be respectful.
Yes.
We put a lot of care into these programs, and we don't honor disrespect, because that's not honoring us together and working together to get this to you. And there's some wonderful people that have said, Sue, I don't know whether it's, you know, what happened, but I haven't. Those people, we just bow down and we say, oh, my God, you are so kind. You're so respectful. Thank you so much. We'll get right on it. Because, you guys, this is 24/7 for us. So, did I make that clear for the people that may have done that before? We don't, we get to pick. We get to pick.
I get it.
It's a hard no if you're disrespectful. If you're kind, respectful, and caring about the fact that we're spending so much time protecting your privacy, oh my gosh, you're going to be honored. You're going to be so honored. So, MedBud 100, Integrated Minds at Hushmail for respectful people, and we hope that this segment has been helpful. And just think about freedom too. The freedom, notice what I just did tonight, the freedom to respect yourself, the freedom to create honor, the freedom to set standards, the freedom to make your standards clear so that they can be appreciated, because it's your privacy and the care that we're putting into these programs that matters. And that's going to be what you're going to need to do, putting on the armor of God and the armor of your new standards as you innovate and create your new world. So that's my segment for tonight, Bruce.
Innovate, enervate, and renovate. Very good.
No, it goes like this. Elevate.
That's what I said.
Innovate.
Elevate, innovate.
Regenerate.
Regenerate, yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
That's all good. Well, I think that's good, Sue. And, you know, as Aretha Franklin would say, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Tell them what it means to me, you know? And that's what most people are, very respectful. But there are a few that are a little bit whiny out there, Sue. There's a few that are whiny. Don't whine. Sue's handling this in a good timeline. She'll get it out to you.
You can do whatever you want, but I would ask people to begin to practice. People think in email, Bruce, that that there's no connection, that you're not sending energy. This is a big, big practice for people to learn, that as you're sending an email, you want to help people feel your heart, your connection, and literally, I would say, 98.5% of the people are amazing. I mean, truly amazing. And so I'm very grateful to all the people we've supported, and I know that, you know, the programs are making a big difference.
Thank you, Sue. Very good.
Thanks.
Yep. It's that 1.5% that we have to worry about. Yeah. The 1.5%, we got to take them out to the woodshed.
But they're good. No. They're good practice.
They are good practice, aren't they? Well, thank you, Sue.
Yep.
Appreciate that. Nice segment. Yeah. Freedom to, not freedom from, necessarily.
Well,
freedom
it can
to.
Be freedom from, but then
it
it's
can be, yeah.
But it's freedom to.
Freedom to.
It's more empowered and it's more intrinsic.
Yeah.
I have the freedom to create this, to choose this. No, it doesn't stick the negativity to you. I have the freedom to say no. I have the freedom to create exactly what resonates. I have the freedom to, like that.
Mm-hmm. I have the freedom to help a vegetarian be their best for themselves, be their best life. Yeah. So, bring up hard to do. Yeah. You know, I don't have a good speed voice. I don't have
Not at all.
I'm not calling back works or not.
It's like nothing. Just call back. I'm going to call back.
It works fine. No, don't call back.
Why wouldn't you try a fresh line instead of maybe?
I don't think it's the line. I don't know. Maybe it is. All right, hang on to it. I'll try it. Maybe a new line will help.
I'll call back too. Well, so everybody just hang in there. Okay.
Okay, I'm coming on with a new line. Hopefully this is good. Hopefully you guys can hear me, and maybe the interference is gone. Sue is going to come in any moment, and I'll see
here
if she can hear me. All right, we're good now,
true.
Right? Okay, well, maybe that'll work. All right, Sue, thank you for that. You know, as I mentioned before, you guys, Bob is in Alaska and is going to be there for another 5 days. Gets back on the 15th. But I did speak to him today. He called me this afternoon, and he's having a great time. And he wanted to thank everybody who called to take advantage or who went online to take advantage of the two sales that are going on with Boomers. And the one sale, we've got five products that are half price, 50% off, half price. Collagen, ashwagandha, resveratrol, vitamin C, and all important Good Night formula. Okay? And all five of those are 50 off. I made an order, when did I do it? Yesterday. Put an order in on those. And I think it was that or Tuesday, one of the two. And got that in, 50% off. And there's another sale that is still continuing, which is based on volume. A $75 worth of product gets you 10% off. And then, of course, $150 worth gets you 15% off. And $200 gets you 20% off. That's an additional sale that, as far as Bob is concerned, does not interact with the 50 off bargains on those five products. But they're all good. I mean, I ordered all of it, vitamin C, resveratrol, ashwagandha, I like that. That's one reason I'm so chill, and that was kind of a joke. I love that Good Night formula. Oh, man, I went deep on Good Night formula. Anytime it's half price, are you kidding? Stock up. That's a good deal. So anyway, to get to the website to check out the products and put an order in, all you do is go to BigCallUniverse.com, BigCallUniverse.com, that's my site, and then there's when you get on the homepage, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. If you click on it, it's a direct link into Bob's website, and you can go in and you can see the various products, you can see what it is you're interested in, and look at the product menu and the pull-down on sale menu. Brings up both sales, and then you can put an order together in your cart, and all the discounts will appear at checkout. The discounts show up at checkout when you check out. So the other thing to do is if you have a problem or a question, certainly call the toll-free number. And the 800 number is 800-861-4609. Did I go slow enough for you? 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So be sure, and if you call and they don't pick up and you get a recording to leave your name and phone number, just do that, and they will call you right back. Okay, they'll call you right back. Now, sometimes you call, you get right in, boom. You can put your order together and be out of there. If you have a question, she can answer it or they can answer it, and you're good to go. So that's what I wanted to say about that. We're missing Bob, but we're looking forward to him having a great time up in Alaska. Tomorrow he goes on a ship to for about 5 hours to go through the, I'll call them fjords, and see the glaciers and possibly see some whales up there. So hopefully he will do that. It's about 55 degrees up there today, this morning. It drops into the 40s at night, and he's having a good time. So he was at Alyeska Ski Resort. I said, well, Bob, get me a trail map. Bring me a trail map back, will you? So hopefully he'll do that. I think he said he would. So that's pretty cool. Okay, guys, let's get into some intel. Let's see. I've got several things to bring to you tonight. The first thing is let's talk about Iraq. Iraq has a prime minister, president, well, I'll call him president, President Soudani. President Soudani was called by President Trump today to ask him to raise the rate on the Iraqi dinar on Saturday, or he would be looking at tariffs for Iraq on Sunday. Well, I'm sure Iraq doesn't want tariffs, and I'm sure President Trump would rather have the Iraqi dinar rate where it should be. And so the one benefit we have on Saturday is that if they do that Saturday morning, they are 8 hours ahead of the East Coast, so it won't affect our Saturday in a negative way. It should be, in other words, that new dinar rate should be up on the screens Saturday. Now, speaking of screens, our Redemption Center leader, one of them, that spoke to us today, said that there are no rates on the Redemption Center screens right now. And this we got just a in the big call when I was stepped away from the call. I got that piece. There are no currencies or rates on Redemption Center screens, and I'm going to say probably not on bank screens either at this time. And I think the reason, one of the reasons is, remember how we talked about our accounts, our bank accounts being mirrored in the QFS system? And then we talked about them being live on the QFS. Well, some banks are still doing that with our accounts and are supposed to be complete with that on or by Saturday, making our accounts live on QFS. Okay? And, you know, there's quite a bit of interconnectivity with that between the Starlink satellite system, the FinTech system, the, what else? The blockchain technology that's being used for the digital cryptocurrencies, that as well as the Starlink satellite system. So the whole thing has to be fully interconnected. And that's what's been happening. And they're going to continue to make sure that everything's connected so our accounts are in the QFS system, fully activated and ready to go by Saturday. All right, so that takes care of that. What about where we are as far as our notifications? Our notifications, we thought, would be out today, Thursday. Now it appears, and there's a reason that we got pushed, I believe, till tomorrow to be notified. It looks like we're going to be notified Friday and begin exchange. They want us to start exchanging on Saturday, if possible. So we've got a Friday-Saturday start. It could be a Friday-Saturday and Sunday or Monday start for exchanges. In other words, if the numbers come out tomorrow, we should start Saturday. If we don't get them tomorrow, but they move into the weekend, we're looking at probably a Monday start for exchanges. Okay? So I don't know that the Iraqi dinar is holding this up per se. However, I think the dinar has got to be at the rate it's supposed to be on the Redemption Center screens, which is going to probably take place Saturday. So we could possibly get those numbers tomorrow, I believe, and then go ahead and set our appointments and begin our exchanges, hopefully, on Saturday. If not, our first crack at it could be on Monday. So we have to just hang in there and be patient as this is taking place and as we're looking forward to this coming to its rightful conclusion. All right, now let's see if there's anything that I'm thinking that needs to be brought out. Of course, we've talked about last Tuesday, we talked about the R&R, talked about DOGE payments, we talked about increases in Social Security, which are still on for this month. It may not be on your normal Wednesday, because I believe the first and second Wednesday, which was yesterday, showed no increase in Social Security for those who are receiving it by direct deposit. And, you know, it's halfway through the month in that sense, first and second Wednesday. Even though today's only the 10th, it's very possible that they will catch up with an extra payment for first Wednesday and second Wednesday Social Security recipients. So we're going to have to see how that plays out by the end of the month. But as I mentioned earlier, we have 1 week to set our appointments for the redemption centers, and we have 1 month to do the exchanges and the ZIM redemption. So that's the latest information on that. Now, when we call with the toll-free number, we'll be going into a call center. And at last look, there were 4 or 6 call centers that we'll be using. Each state has its own district office, which is a connection to all the redemption centers themselves. Now, I don't think they come into play for our calling to set appointments, but they are there and they are responding to the redemption centers, which, remember how many we have throughout the U.S. alone, are quite a few. I think, I can't remember if there's over 9,000 or more redemption centers. There are quite a few. And you generally won't have to drive more than 45 minutes to an hour at the most in your western states to get to one. So they'll be very accessible, probably anywhere from a 15 to a 30-minute drive in most towns, in most cities. And, of course, they're not telling us where they are. They don't want us to know where they are. They're heavily secure, and they'll remain heavily secure when we go in there. But it's not going to be like an operation where you're afraid to go in. You'll be very comfortable parking and getting to your appointment no more than 10 minutes early. I would be on time or up to 10 minutes early for your appointment, because it's possible they'll get done a little more quickly than they thought with the previous person, and they'll be going out and exiting out of a different door, and you'll be welcome to come in, and so on and so forth. So it's going to be a really cool experience. I can't wait to do it, really. Cannot wait to go in. And as far as med beds availability, the availability of the med beds are pretty quickly after we exchange. Some of us have our names in the system already. Most of us do not, but they know who the ZIM holders are. And the trick to get in early, to be an early adopter into the med beds, is to be a ZIM holder and have a dire need. if you check both boxes, yep, Zim holder, dire need, you kind of go up to the front of the line. And you'll let them know that when you go in to the Redemption Center. And then they'll key that in on the keyboard. They'll key that in, and you'll be in the system, and you're good to go. Okay, so that'll take place when you get there into the Redemption Center. And then when you go to the MedBed Center, which has two MedBeds in each one, and they're also all around the country, in Canada, in Mexico, and there's some in Europe and also in Asia and Far East. I can't tell you the numbers in those areas, but they're all over the place. And when you go there, each MedBed Center has two MedBeds, and depending on what it is you're having done, they'll put you in one MedBed or the other if it's more of a dire need with an amputation or a lost limb of some kind or whatever that needs a little bit different approach to it. But it's going to be terrific. I'm very much looking forward to getting my eyesight back and everything else as far as that goes. But it's not going to be a long time. It should be a matter of, I would say, 4 to 5 days, maybe 6 days after your appointment, in most cases. If you're super dire need, it might push you up and move you up the scale. It may depend on where you live, too, because look, so if you're in one area of the country and I'm in a different area of the country, what difference does my timing make to you or your timing make to me? We both can get in fairly early based on our redemption. Now, here's the other piece. I'm glad I thought of this. That the latest thing I got yesterday on your calling in to set your appointments is that when you call in and you've given your zip code, they know roughly where you want to do your exchange, either your home zip code, your work zip code, or another zip code if you're in a different part of the country. Wherever it is that you enter, they will connect you to the Redemption Center in that area, close to that zip code, the closest one to you, based on your zip code. So what they'll do when you call in and you get transferred to that Redemption Center, you'll speak to someone who will probably be working with you. They'll help you set your appointment. And they will give you three time slot options, three time slots that are available. And you just pick one of the three, whatever suits your schedule best, whatever works for you, you know, they're going to give you three time slots. And then you take one and boom, that one's committed. You've got it. You've got your appointment. And that's going to be an incredible experience for all of us. And I'm excited about going into the Redemption Center. I'm excited about that, getting my Quantum card, my Wells Fargo account, my Master account, getting all of that Quantum card, getting my username and password for the Quantum card, my 5-digit PIN code, my biometric finger or thumbprint, and my email address and email address and password. But all of that is held on that card, and you tell them everything, and you've got three computer chips in that card, about three times the thickness of a regular credit card, so it's thicker and more durable. And I think it's made of platinum, which will be cool if it is. And that's your access to your Quantum account. You're not going to buy anything with that Quantum card. It's not a credit card, debit card. It's a card to move funds from your Quantum account into a bank account, into Wells Fargo, into a Chase account, into a Truist account, into whatever account you set up with it. And my understanding is you can have three different accounts that are attached to or tied to links to that quantum card, your quantum account. Okay? And so you don't want to just willy-nilly lay that card down anywhere. It needs to be in a very safe place. When you need to move funds in the future, you can go to it and activate it and use it to move funds by yourself. You don't even have to do it at the bank. You can do it because you'll have everything that you need to do it, even with a new Q phone that is coming, and that's coming to us. If you're a ZIM holder, you get one. If you're a ZIM holder, you get a free Q phone. And my understanding is the service is free. And they're using T-Mobile. And I can't tell you anything more about it. I thought there'd be at least a service charge. I don't know. Don't hold me to it. But as of right now, I understand there's no service charge for us to use that phone. All right? And it is a satellite phone. It uses the Starlink satellite system to communicate. So it's going to be really cool. It's going to be very fast. It's at least 6G, and it's going to be good communication. If you're doing mission work and you're down in South America or you're in Africa or whatever, that Q phone, as long as you charge it up, should be good to go. And that'll be good. I'm glad for that. That's cool. Anywhere you travel, as long as you have a signal to the Starlink system, you're golden. So that's good. There has been some stuff out in L.A. that you guys have probably heard about or read about. It has made the news in different forms about tunnels underneath L.A. And yes, we're involved in cleaning that up, clean up on aisle 3 underground, and they're making really good headway on it right now. They may have it already completed by now, but it should be by sometime tonight, Pacific time. And that'll be a good thing. It'll be a very good thing to clean that up. I'm not going to get into it, but I'm just glad that they're doing that. Otherwise, it appears that all these rain events that are happening all over the country are not a result of HARP or some maliciousness, it appears. I can't say that was the case for Texas, though. I cannot say that's what happened on the Guadalupe River. Okay? However, my sources are saying that the current weather issues are more a factor of the jet stream and just kind of what's happening than something that's malicious or protracted by someone or some machine. Okay, that's the end of that one. Let's see, is there anything else? MedBed 100s, Sue talked about that briefly. The MedBed 100 is a great course, 2 classes over 2 nights, and it's actually about 3 hours total. It's a recording as a link that comes in an email to you that you click on, and you're able to listen, and then you can go back and forth, and you can listen to it again over and over. And a lot of people do. They'll catch it the first time, and they want to listen to it again. It's a very good class or course with 2 classes that is highly interactive, and Sue does a great job of leading that with 7 different sections and 65 different aspects to the med beds and to what you can do to, I would say, write down and then type up and print out your med bed list. Print it out so you don't forget something. Oh, I wish I had said that. Oh, yeah, that's right. I wanted to get that. I wanted them to do this. It doesn't have to be all physical, all outer body. It's obviously internal and internal organs, anything like that. If you had a heart murmur, if you had anything else, you had kidney issues, any problem with your physical body. And don't forget to talk about things that you might want to learn, things that you might want to have downloaded into your mind, into your brain. Because, hey, I've got several things I'm going to do in that regard, several different things. So how would you know what your options are? Pick up, invest $100 in your new life, buy the MedBed 100, and all you do is send Sue an email to Integrated Minds, IntegraTed, Minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. And in your body of your email, tell her if you have PayPal. If you don't, she'll invoice you to pay it a different way. And then tell her, put down in the email, put down your name and your cell phone number in case she needs to text you. Sometimes she might need to text you. And the reason the name is because your name's not always in your email, as you guys know. So she wants to know who's calling in. She wants this to be a secure transaction, and it will be. But just send that initial email, and in the subject line, just put MedBed 100. And she'll handle it and get it. And I would recommend going ahead and doing it tonight. Because once the numbers come out, unless you're already in the system and waiting for payment or waiting for you to send payment or however it's going to work, you might get DQ'd, disqualified, too late. So don't have fear of loss. Be aggressive in sending Sue that email. And it's integratedminds@hushmail.com. So that would be the way to get it done, get it out there, and then watch your emails carefully to get the early responder one that comes back, and then the next one will be how to pay for it and so on, and you'll go through that, and then you'll get the emails of the class itself. Should be on one email, I think, both of those classes on one segment. So enjoy that, do that, and let's see if we are able to move along to where we get these numbers tonight. Excuse me, not tonight. We get these numbers tomorrow. I don't have any time given at this point on it. But if they come, what we will do is put it out on bigcalluniverse.com, and we'll send an email out as soon as we can so you guys would have it from us, Big Call Universe, in addition to the one that comes from Wells Fargo. I don't know when they're going to plan to send those out. Could be overnight, could be in the morning, could be tomorrow. We don't know. We know they're trying to get those out. They just didn't get it for today. And they've got to have full clearance from Department of Defense and Treasury. And once they get the green light on both of those, I think everything is more or less automated. So let's do this, you guys. Let me thank Sue and Bob in Alaska for helping so much and being great co-hosts on the Big Call. And thank Pastor Scott, continued healing from your stroke, Pastor Scott. And thank you, Jeannie, for your continued support and your prayer requests and praise reports that come in. And anyone else like GCK, Great Creative Kendall. Thank you, Satellite Team, for handling this and getting the call out all over the world. Thank you, everybody in Big Call Universe, for listening to the call for the last 14 years. Let's hope that we get what we're looking for and the blessing comes in, and then we can go forward and go into our projects and whatever we want to do. After we've taken a little time to do what we need to do to assimilate everything, and then I'll be in touch with you by email. That's why it's good for you to register your email on bigcalluniverse.com. And I'll be in touch with you on our website build-outs and a questionnaire that we're going to do, and then we'll let you know what we're doing as far as planning and so on, how you can join in and help us with Rebuild America, Rebuild International, Veterans Retreat Network, and Pastoral Retreat Network. All right? So thanks, everybody, so much for listening tonight. I appreciate it. And everybody have a wonderful weekend. Keep an eye on your emails, and we'll let you know if we get it, we'll put it out. Okay? Thanks so much, everybody. Have a blessed weekend. And let's pray the call out. Lord God, we thank you so much for all that's going on with the recovery efforts in Texas. And we just pray that minimal flooding is done all over the country with these rain events and tornadic type events in Kentucky and everything else that's going on. Lord God, we speak to the wind, we speak to the rain, and speak to the storms that they would subside, just as Jesus calmed the seas on the Sea of Galilee and spoke to the wind. What manner of man is he that the very wind, even the winds and waves obey him? He had power, and we have that very power by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us and continue to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Good night, everybody.